Ladies and gentle nerds, welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 26, where we get together every week and talk about video games and nerd culture and more video games. I'm your showrunner. What was that?
Go. Just go.
I'm your showrunner, Joe Nixon, with me, at my side, every week, the showstopper, Casey Tapp.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's been a fun weekend.
We're drinking this week.
Yes, we are. On the podcast.
On the podcast!
So... It's been a fun weekend so far. Got a lot of gaming in, a lot of good food, alcohol in our future. I see it. It's good stuff. Good weekend.
I mean, future, dude. That's present.
Yeah, it's true. Present and future. Let's just say that. So, what have you been up to, man? What have you been up to?
Nothing really. Work. I've been working overtime.
Yeah.
A lot lately. But
that sucks. Like, getting up at 3:30. That's rough.
Yeah. Especially when I just can't fall asleep.
Yeah, it's pretty late.
Dude, it kills me.
I'm usually going to sleep by the time you get up. That's how it goes.
I mean, there have been times I've walked in here and you're still playing games.
Yeah, it happens quite often.
I understand completely, but at the same time, I'm like, Jesus, how do you stay awake that long?
Well, like, when I get home from work, it's about 12. So, when you get home from work at 3, do you go to sleep at 4? Or do you stay up for a few more hours and go to sleep at like 8 or 9?
Honestly, whenever I used to work where you worked, I did actually go to sleep.
See, I can't do that because I sleep until about 10-ish every day. So I sleep in a little bit and then I go to work at 3 and then I'm just wired when I get back that I can't go to sleep. So I play some games usually.
Yeah, I did that. My thing is, I don't know. It seems like... When I'm driving home, I do this even now, like when I'm coming home from work, and I get off at 3:30 usually.
Right.
I'll be coming home, man, and just driving to me now, especially when you're, like right when you're coming home, you're driving through the highway and all that stuff, I feel so like, just sleepy. Like I'm about to fall asleep. It's middle of the day, and I feel like I'm about to pass out. And I've actually had to call like my dad and some of my friends and just be like, dude, just talk to me for like, a while, because I'm about to fall asleep.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's rough doing that kind of stuff, but, I mean, we're just on two different schedules completely. When I was talking to Seth earlier, and he was like, when are you guys going to start doing YouTube stuff? And I was like, when me and Casey get on the same schedule, that's when we can start doing it. Because, like, we have no time. Like, we really just have time for the podcast once a weekend. But other than that, you know, we're swamped with work. And sleeping.
It is true, yeah. Especially, well, the biggest thing for us is just because we can't sync up.
Like, yeah.
It makes it so much harder to do this any other time other than, like,
Saturday night.
On the weekends. Yeah. And I'll even say sometimes on the weekends, like, it's kind of like, I really don't want to be doing this. I mean, I do. I love doing this.
Oh,
but,
okay,
like,
gotcha.
What are you saying to me? But it's fun, but it's like fun work.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, if you find a job that you love, it's never really work. Like, but I feel like on my weekends, because my actual job sucks so much that I don't want to have to like do any other kind of work.
Yeah.
Like I just want to lay down, play video games or take a nap.
I get that a lot.
So,
I mean, I do like, I feel the same way a lot too, but I like doing this. So reminds me that, like, hey, if you do it enough, something might come from it, so.
Yeah, exactly.
But, that's enough small talk, alright? Let's get down to business.
I don't talk small, son.
Oh, talk a big game?
I do talk a big game.
Well, opposite of big, the hit list is rather small this week. So, you want to do your radio voiceover hit list thing? To introduce
well, you
segment.
Already kind of introduced it, but
we'll do it anyway.
The hit list.
There you go. We got four things. Some of them are short, and we're just hitting on them to hit on them.
We are hitting on them.
Yes.
With a sledgehammer.
So the first one, a game that I'm not really interested in because I don't have the system to play it, and I've kind of just lost interest from these games, but this one, whatever. Yes. It looks interesting.
Yes.
Zelda Wii U has been delayed until 2016. So that's a bummer for all the Wii U people. They've been waiting for a good killer game on the Wii U.
I feel like a lot of people are getting tired of Zelda, though.
Yeah, it's because it's the same game every time.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. That's why after Twilight Princess, I was like, nope, I'm done. None it's more. The same thing over and over. And did I never you, even played
the ones before those?
I played Ocarina of Time, part of it. I never beat the tree.
Was it on PlayStation? Or?
No, it was on Nintendo. They're only on Nintendo. Okay, come on.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not sure because I don't... The only one I've ever played was like on the Game Boy.
Mm.
Like way back when.
Like old school.
Like black and white, you know?
Yeah.
Good game, though.
But this one looks like they're actually changing things up, mm-hmm. which is why it's caught my attention.
Oh, you know what? I take that back. I played it that one on the Wii, like the first Wii.
Yeah.
Whenever you had to like do all the stuff with the controls and like do his own
turn into a wolf,
dude. It was it was like it came with it. It was like almost like a demo disc that came with Wii Sports. Do you remember that?
I remember Wii Sports.
Like you would get it. Oh,
dang it! Hold on.
Did we drop?
I don't know. It did this weird noise. That was odd. Oh, we'll keep going. I'll listen to it later. But go ahead.
Later, like halfway through the podcast, whenever we're still talking, and it's been doing it the whole time.
But no, it's not doing it anymore. It sounded like it was fast forwarding, like an old cassette tape that you fast forward. That's what it sounded like. Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of cool, actually.
Oh, yeah. So
maybe it was me. I was just like getting into the thing.
Maybe it's been delayed into 2016. Woohoo!
True.
Sorry, Wii U people. Next one. This was kind of interesting because I haven't heard from this band in a long time.
A band?
Yeah. Mortal Kombat X is talking with System of the Down for a new track for a live action trailer.
Wow, really?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. System of the Down. I used to listen to them all the time. That's interesting. Yeah. Like, I didn't even know they were still a thing, but apparently they are.
I didn't ever really listen to them that much, but I will say that they were good.
Chop Suey. Ding 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 ding.
I know the song, but it doesn't just sound. It doesn't sound anything like it when you do it.
You want to?
I know the song. It doesn't. Pull your guitar down and play it.
No, I can't play any of their stuff.
It's way too hard. I can't do it.
So yeah, that's a cool little tidbit.
That song, by the way, was super hard on the drums as well.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's hard on every instrument. Those guys are like masters.
I love that, dude. That's one of my favorite things to just air drum to.
Yeah.
Like in the car. I love it.
So, next up. Xbox One April system update comes with voice messaging and a new party chat update. I know on the 360, the voice messaging was really popular because you didn't have to like type on the terrible keyboard.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. It's coming back. Dedicated servers for party chat. So
the only thing, I will say, one thing that I didn't like, because... You know, I was a 360 guy for a long time. The one thing I didn't like I used it, but I really would rather just type it in. I didn't have a keyboard for it either.
Yeah.
I had to type it with the sticks.
I mean, on the virtual keyboard, people got sick of that. It takes a while.
But see, like, I liked that better. First of all, if you need to sit and talk to somebody, like, extensively, call them on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or just add them to a party chat and talk to them for 5 seconds and then turn it off.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's a lot faster and it's a lot harder to deal with. But I got tired of trying to use that dang voice thing because it always sounded like I was talking to a robot down a really long hallway.
Right.
It just didn't sound good. So every time we tried to use it, it was like, I don't know what they're saying. And I would just end up messaging. I'd be like, dude, I couldn't understand you. So I don't know. That was my opinion on that thing. I didn't like it very much. But I don't know. I might try it once it gets on here.
Yeah. Next one. Forza Horizon 2 DLC pack. The Fast and Furious came out yesterday. All the cars from the Fast and Furious are playable. It's awesome.
Is it the game I have in there?
No.
I downloaded one the other day.
It's on Xbox One.
I have...
That's Forza, not Forza Horizon. Forza Horizon is like the arcade version of Forza. But they
have that how you say that?
Huh?
Is that how you say that?
Forza, yeah.
Like with the T? It almost Forza. Sounds like you're using a T.
No, just Forza. Forza. The Z is harsh. Forza. Forza! Forza!
D-J-A-E-G-O.
I don't know what it means. But anyways. The D so that's cool. Silent. You know me. I love the Fast and Furious. So, if I had an Xbox One, I would get that game just to get the cars.
You kind of do have an Xbox One.
Yeah, but I never use it. And I don't have Xbox Live, so it's like whatever.
I have 2 days.
Yeah.
For free.
Who cares? Nah. Not going to happen. But be sure to get that if you have that game. Now, bonus hit list item. Bloodborne came out this week.
Yeah.
I've been playing the crap out of it. I've been dying the crap out
this
of
is,
it,
this
too.
Is not a, this is not a hit list update. This is a Joseph Nixon
this
update.
This is Joseph Nixon gaming update. Bloodborne. Ton of fun. Awfully hard. Very hard. I want you to try it, just to, like, experience the struggle.
I'll get to it. I'll get to it. But I might play it sometime this week, whenever you're...
Yeah. But it's a beautiful struggle. Beautiful struggle. There's the techniques. Everything. You're, like, dancing around, like, ooh, ah, ah, ooh. It's like jazz. It's just, like, it's so great.
It's the visual jazz.
It's the visual jazz. But, Oh, my God. It is...
We're gonna make a gameplay video of you playing that with jazz in the background.
But anyways,
it works with that pimp cane you got.
It does. I'm gonna do a real quick first impression. I'm not really doing a review.
Oh my gosh!
Because I haven't like beaten it.
Go ahead.
What's up?
Go ahead.
Why are you smiling?
You said, like, a first impression, and what went through my head was that you were going to impersonate your character.
No. Right? Impressions, like, the game, how I feel about it so
okay,
far.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to do quick pros and cons, okay? Pros. The world is awesome. Looks very pretty. Enemy design is awful. Oh, no. Why did I say awful? It's awful and good. Awfully good. Because they're so weird and outrageous and creepy. It's good.
You know, you killed the birds, man. I wasn't happy about that.
They're like these awful, limp birds.
Dude, maybe they just were drunk and they needed help up. Maybe that's what they just were like, help me up,
take
man.
Us to Taco Bell.
Hey, man. I need to go to the hospital.
But, okay, so the enemy design is awesome. Not awful. It's awesome. The combat takes a lot of skill. It's like something to master. A lot of games don't really give you something to master. They just like, here's a gun, shoot it. Like, you know, like...
I love those games.
I know. I do too. I love it because they're easy to jump into and all that stuff. What?
Your thing just looks sad, man. It's always, it looks like it's just like...
It's all right. It's a little
just kind of lean into the side there.
But anyways, but for the combat, you have to like learn the intricacies of each enemy type, and then also of your weapon and your dodge and your throwables and everything. Like, it's a really complex system.
Yep.
That you have to like dive into and put some time in to really like even be on par with your enemies, basically.
Okay.
If you want to master it, you'll eventually like, you know, be able to float through the game easily, but it is difficult in a good way. Cons, the load times are horrendous. Like, if I die, I can go up, take a pee, make a sandwich, go get the mail, and come back, and it'll just boot it up, basically. It's about a minute.
It didn't seem that long to me when you were playing.
It's like 40 seconds to a minute so far. But yeah, other than that, I'm in love. Like, I said this all the time on the stream, but I'm going to say it again. This game is completely out of my wheelhouse. I'm not a Japanese RPG type of person.
Yeah, we don't really do that.
I've never played any of the Dark Souls games, which is this is a spiritual successor.
This is like the underworld version of the Japanese gaming. Like, most of the time when I think of like the Japanese gaming,
like Final Fantasy,
I think of like kind of like bright colors and
yeah.
You know, things I don't really understand. Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. But this is really dark. It's beautiful, but it's dark.
Yeah. But these guys also made the Dark Souls, the Demon Soul game. Very similar concept-wise, like mechanics and everything. But this one caught my eye because I thought it looked like Van Helsing. And so I was like, that's kind of cool. Because I wasn't into the high fantasy type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I was like, It just looked interesting. Being a complete outsider to this genre, I dove in, like, headfirst, not knowing much about it at all, and I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. It's fantastic. Even though I've died, let's say, I think 25 plus times over the I'm going to say 4 hours I've been playing.
Or one of our faithful listeners was doing a count on yeah. you.
So see, I think the last one was 27 or 29. I can't remember. But yeah, I'm loving that game. Loving it.
Seems like it. You kept running out of bullets, though.
Bullets, yeah. It's a good game. So,
I'll have to get around to it. I just want to say something real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like I've betrayed Halo today. Because I traded in my copy of the Master Chief Collection. Dude, it was really hard.
Yeah, I understand.
It was hard, you know, but...
You didn't really play it that much, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, like... It's one of those games, like... I mean, I know I'm going to buy it again. Maybe one day, when I have more money.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get, like, a collector's edition or anything, so it's not that big of a deal, but, like...
Excuse you.
I just... I feel like I earned a lot of joy from that game. Just in general.
Yeah.
And one thing that makes me kind of feel bad that I traded it in already... Well, first of all, I bought Battlefield Hardline for my Xbox because I didn't know... I didn't know anybody else that had it. So I bought it for my Xbox because I have a lot more people, like a lot more friends on my Xbox that I game with on a regular basis than I do on my PlayStation. I have about two friends that I play with a lot on PlayStation, and that's you and Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Seth.
Shout out. Go follow him on Twitch.
He's our Canadian friend.
Hank Your Bo. Hank
just,
Your Bro.
You might just spell it.
H-A-N-K-Y-A-R-B-O-L-L. Okay. Yeah.
Because the reason why I can remember that's because I always say Hanky Yarball. Sorry, Seth. Okay. But, no, I feel bad about it because I bought Battlefield for my Xbox because the odds of me having someone to play with on there were higher because I had more friends that played often on there.
Yeah.
And then the next day, today, because I bought it for my Xbox yesterday. The next day, today, I get on. One of my buddies that I go to church with already has it and is playing it. And I was like, crap. So I really want to play it with him. And I know you were talking about maybe getting it.
Yeah.
So that's another.
Very possible.
It's another opportunity. But, like, the thing is my buddy, who will remain unnameless.
Anonymous.
Yeah. He's never played a Battlefield game before, he told me today.
Really?
So, but I think he'll like it. But he's one of those guys, like, when we played Destiny together, we played, like, every day after mm-hmm. work, because we got home around the same time. So, but anyways, I didn't mean to talk about Battlefield, but I sold Destiny for my Xbox because I haven't played it in forever, and... I probably will eventually get it again for my Xbox when the
DLC... You might as well just wait for Destiny 2.
Well, I want to play the new DLC, though.
Oh, yes.
With my raid crew. But I'll probably go back and get both of these games later, but I wanted to sell them so that I could get this game for my PS4 without spending too much money. But I sold Halo, and since I bought that game, I have not beaten every storyline through there.
Mm-hmm.
I beat the first game, and I played about halfway through the fourth, and I haven't even touched the second and the third.
Huh.
So I'm kind of like, man, this is a big impact on my childhood, and I got the chance to play through all of them all over again, remastered, by the way, and I didn't even, like, care. Like, I didn't even try.
That's how I feel about the remastered stuff. Like, I'm like, oh, awesome, and I'll go buy it if it's one I'm interested in. And I'll just be like, I'll play like 2 hours of it, and I'll just like completely forget about it.
Well, and they really don't remaster like old things anymore. They just remaster
it's just like stuff that came out a year and a half ago. Like,
you know, so it's kind of like for those things, I'm really just kind of like, well, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
and the graphics haven't improved that much in a year,
right?
Like, so
the most ridiculous one was Tomb Raider, the definitive edition. It came out like what, 8 months before.
Something like
next
that.
Next gen consoles came out. I was like, really?
Yeah, and that's a thing. Like, that's another thing. I think that I think that game companies should just, like, if it's a few months before a new console comes out, just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait and then release it for the, because then it's just kind
of. But for, like, the Last of Us came out 2 years before the next console. But they're so used to developing on PS3 that's why they did the remastered, was to, because architecturally, PS3 and PS4 are totally different.
Yeah.
PS4 is like a low-end PC. PS3 is, there's a totally different type of processor,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
So I understand why they did that. Where was I going with that? So, like, if a company does it for that reason, is to learn the new hardware, I'm okay with that. I understand that. But if it's just, like, to grab an extra buck, it just seems lazy.
Yeah. Well, like, and one of my favorite things that they ever remastered, and even though I feel like crap because I didn't play through it, but Final Fantasy X, it was Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy X-2 came out for the PS3 remastered, and just, oh my god, it looked amazing.
I never even saw it.
I still have it, actually, because...
Oh, that's good, though.
That's the one game I kept, because I knew that you were going to keep your PS3, yeah, and I was like, this is the one game. Like, if I'm going to go play PS3, that's the one I want to play.
When I get my PS3 back, you should totally stream it. Just stream through those games. That'd be kind of fun.
I might. That's a good idea.
A little different.
I might do that.
From what the games
I haven't played it in a long time, man. I might suck at it, but... Yeah. Yeah, I might do that, actually. That's a good idea. But yeah, I just... I don't know, man. Like, when I heard they were going to re-release that one, I was like, dude, this is what I've always wanted, because that was the first game I ever played on my PS2.
Really?
I'm going to tell you my succession of games real quick. I had the Nintendo 64, and on Nintendo 64 I played, I'm not going to go through the whole thing just because that would take for freaking ever, but I'll tell you some of the early ones. On my Nintendo 64 I had Star Wars Pod Racing, which I played that game so many times I think I just burnt it down. Like, just probably it turned to ash by the time I was done.
Pod Racing was fun.
Loved that game, especially when you had buddies over. It was so much fun. And
it's terrible in the movie.
And though, I always picked the good ones. Well, it's a cool concept, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's like,
it's okay.
Racing hovercrafts, man. It's just,
Andy,
it's a cool idea. But
pod race for me.
Don't blame pod racing for the Star Wars 1 and 2 genre, okay?
Just saying.
But anyways, like, I knew which ones were the good ones, you know. So I would always be like, dibs on that one, and I would get it because it was mine, you know.
Like, what was it? Babulsa?
I don't remember. No, that dude. No, his was crap in the game. That was. I don't remember his name. I'd know him. If I watched Star Wars, I could tell you who he was, but. But anyways, I played that, and then I played the Banjo-Kazooie games, right? And I think that was my... Those were the only two games I really actually, like, got into on my Nintendo 64. Because I kind of got it a little late in that cycle or whatever.
Yeah.
But then
I did too.
I went over to my uncle's house one day. My aunt and uncle's house one day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was talking to him about being... He used to play games on the computer. But, he said something one day about having a PS2, and I was like, man, I really want to play that. Can I play that? And he said, yeah, sure. So he had it hooked up in his bedroom. They were using it as a DVD player. And he had Final Fantasy 2 and one, I don't remember what the...
By the way, it's a very reliable DVD player.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, all the PlayStation.
Mine still works.
PlayStation in general is just good. If you really want... If you're going to pay a lot of money for a Blu-ray player, you might as well just go buy a PS4 because they're really good. Like, they don't break down, they don't have problems. And on top of that, if they do break down and they do have problems,
updates.
You don't have to go get a new one. You can actually just call the support guys because mm-hmm. PlayStation has support. If you go out and buy just like a Sony, like, piece of crap Blu-ray player, they might.
Sony PS4s.
Well, no, but I get that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, The PS4 as a system has, like, a dedicated support system to it. But, like, if you just go out and buy, like, a product that Sony makes, they're not going to back that as strongly as they're going to back a PlayStation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's one of their, like, major selling points. But anyways, so I go in and I played Final Fantasy X on his PlayStation. And I just remember when I got there, I sat in their bedroom floor right in front of their bed playing that game on a tiny little TV for as long as I can remember. And I really didn't even get that far because I was a little kid and I didn't really understand the mechanics. But I got as far into the game as I could. And then they were like, man, Casey, you know, we need to go to bed and you really need to go to sleep. And I was like, well, can I take this into the other room or something and play it? And they were like, no, you need to go. We'll play a little bit more tomorrow. I was like, all right, well, that's fine. So I went to bed, and then later on I got up and what do you do? Is it over there?
I'm looking at my PS2 collection to see if I can remember what my first PS2 game was. I'm pretty sure it was Sly Cooper or Disney Golf.
That doesn't surprise me at all. That's all. Like, you're a Sly Cooper fan to the
Sly Cooper's so good.
But anyway, so I played that, and then parents came and picked me up the next day. Sometime later, I think it was for Christmas or something. I actually got my parents, you know, told me it was from someone else. If you catch my drift.
Yeah, I got you.
But I don't want to ruin anything for anybody, but I got it from somebody else, and it just happened to come with those exact two games that he had at his house. So later on, nice. Like when I was a kid, I was like, wow, that's awesome. How did he know? But later on, I was like, oh, okay. I get where that came from nice. Now. But
that's a cool story.
So then I sat down and I started playing, and I actually played a lot of that game. And me and Connor May, one of my buddies, kind of bonded over that game. We were both big fans of it. He actually, I never beat it, but I watched him beat it because he played it religiously. And I got to watch like a lot of the like farther in cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
That game is beautiful in the beginning. It is 10 times better when you start getting down the line. It is so beautiful. And so I played that. And then once I got that game, once I got the PS2, your boy got on Ratchet & Clank hard.
Yes.
Dude, I started tearing up Ratchet & Clank. I was a diehard fan for Going a long commando. Time. See, now I don't really remember anything about that game, but when I was playing it, I could tell you every character's name. Right. I could describe exactly what they look like. I could tell you all of the upgrades you can get, all the guns, everything. The
sheep gun.
Dude, the sheep gun. Yes. It was great. Sheep gun was good. I like the sheep gun. But yeah, like, so... Once I got all that stuff, I got my PS2, and then later on, I got an Xbox, and that's whenever I started doing some more, like, serious stuff. And I don't remember. I will tell you the first game I ever got on my Xbox, though, was Halo. Mm. Because that's... Me and Anthony played that just... Halo?
Yeah. On Xbox 3... On Xbox 360?
360?
On 360, my first two games were Halo 3 and Call of Duty 2.
Yeah. Well, because Halo 1 and 2 came out on the original Xbox.
Yeah.
And then 3 came out on 360.
And like...
Cause and then I would ODST play that, and Reach.
Because I remember wow. I was at...
That's crazy.
I was at Mike McDonald's house, a good friend of mine in junior high. And he had just gotten Halo 3. And it happened to be on the same day as our homecoming. I think we were freshmen. Yeah, we were freshmen. And so this was like freshman homecoming... The homecoming game was like a big deal because it's the first time we're high schoolers at a homecoming game or whatever. And we were like, screw that. We're going to stay home and play Halo 3. And so we played Halo 3 all night.
I would have awesome. Done that.
Yeah.
I really would have done that.
It's fantastic. Best choice I ever made. Hands down.
The best choice you've ever made?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, gosh.
The first best choice I've ever made.
The first adult choice you've ever made to be a kid. No, yeah, but.
The nostalgia is real right now.
Just but yeah, dude, I really am kind of bummed that I let that go.
It's okay. It happens. But let's go ahead and segue.
Sorry.
No, we're good.
I don't even have any, just so you know. I'm okay. Empty. I can't think of any.
That was a fun little conversation, though. I enjoyed that.
One of the, just real quick to add to that, one of the best childhood games I ever played, and this was for the original Xbox, the Xbox One.
Yeah.
For those who are really into it, was, and if you still have one and you get the chance, if you find this game and you get the chance to play it.
Was it Shrek?
No.
Okay, no, that was the first one I played on Xbox.
you completely threw me off now. Drawing a blank. Conker Live and Reloaded.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked about it before, but seriously, I'm not going to get into it, but if you have an original Xbox and it still works, go on Craigslist, go on eBay, find that game. Order it, play the crap out of it, because it was amazing. And that's all I have to say about that.
Case closed. So, segueing into our off-topic of the week. In light of Bloodborne coming out on PS4, being a difficult game, I would like to talk about the most difficult games we've played. I'm not talking about, like, these games are consistently known as difficult. I'm talking about like when you played them a long time ago, they were so hard for you. This occurred a lot in my childhood. If you want to read a post about it, it's on couchcoop.net. It's called My Personal Video Game History. You can read just about all the things I'm about to say right now. But Bloodborne is a really difficult game. Like, across the board, everybody says, yeah, that game's hard. But I'm just talking about personally difficult games. So you have none right now?
I literally just dropped three.
Yes, okay. So,
and they're not.
I want you to go first, then, while they're on your mind.
I got them written down, so it's not.
Okay.
All right, so the first one I'm going to go with, just to go ahead and blow it out of the water, because it was hard for me, and I don't really understand why it was hard for me. I guess it's because I just didn't understand it. But I don't know how to pronounce this. ICO or Eco or some shit
Eco,
like that.
Eco, yeah.
He's got a little kid with the horns and the stick. I never got that. Actually, I think that was the other game on the PS2.
Or was it Shadow of the Colossus?
No, I never played that.
Okay.
See,
you've never played Shadow of the Colossus?
No, I haven't. See, we had this conversation more than once. I'm telling you. I watched you play it a little bit. But anyways, but no, Eco. So
that's the first one in that series.
I got that game, and I didn't understand anything. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah, those games are vague,
though. I don't
know
why it was in Japanese. I was like, you're hitting people with a stick. That you have horns, just hit them with your head or something. Like, I didn't get it. And then there was the girl. You had to bring the girl.
Like, you had to hold her hand.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. But
those games are purposely vague. So I'm going to go ahead and start off with one that people are going to laugh at. They're going to laugh.
Wait, let me. I want to say something real quick before you get into this.
Okay.
Let it be known that Joe is a gamer. He's an avid gamer.
I love video games.
But Joe it really isn't the best gamer. I often hear Joe going crazy in here because he's just frustrated at things. So
at the simplest things. Uncharted puzzles. I'm just like, what is going on?
I've seen Joe damn near throw a controller through a TV screen playing Minecraft. Mm. So that's how you know. Like, he gets frustrated with some stuff.
But, all right, just picture in your mind. Harken back to, let's see, I guess I was probably, I'm going to say 8 or 9.
I need more cough medicine.
8 or 9 years old. Nintendo 64. What? Do you know what I'm about to say?
I almost spit whiskey everywhere. I was like, man, he's about to get into some tough stuff. Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64. I'm 8 years old. I go to Video Vision.
Video Vision.
Video Vision.
Coffin Texas. Shout out. Video Vision 1 or 2?
Number 1. Oh, wait. Number 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The one off of Washington.
Not the creepy one over there.
Yeah,
the
not the creepy one. No. Video Vision number 2. I go there. I see this game. I played it at my friend's house a couple times. I'm like, oh, it's here. Star Fox 64.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I take it home for the weekend. Oh, I'm so pumped. I'm like, yes! I saw my buddy Tanner play this. I know exactly. Tanner was like 2 years younger than me, too. So it was even more embarrassing. So I bring it home. I'm like, I saw him play it. I can totally do this.
Oh, my gosh.
Put it in. World 1. Close calls, but we make it. World 1. World 2. World 2. I have some trouble. I just keep blending my words. I had some trouble. I die on the boss on that one, so I have to start over. Okay. Then I finally get through the second world. Get to the third world with Star Wolf and all the anti-characters of the characters you play with.
True.
Where it goes into 3D mode and you just fly around that battlefield. Very cool. I played that stinking level probably about 18 times. Never beat it. That's as far as I got.
Really?
Third level. To this day, I've never gone back because I was just so frustrated. I was like,
what? We might have to do a redemption story, Joe, for you, and go, like, just go back. I have to find it like somewhere, like on a mod or some stuff, and just make you play through it. Like, at least get to level 4.
I mean, I have
a redemption story.
I have Star Fox.
There you
on
go.
The Nintendo.
I don't care if we have to set the camera up in front of the TV just to stream it.
I've just never gone back to it because I've just been so frustrated. It's like, just like, damn you, Star Wolf. Like, so frustrating.
Wow.
And so my mom, I'm sure she was so annoyed by the third time that stupid orc-looking guy goes, Androth is in me, is my enemy. Like, he says that every time you start that level. I'm sure she was just, like, about to lose it. She's like, this kid sucks. Why is he still playing this game?
That's why your mom started drinking, right?
That's funny. But, yeah. So, that's the first instance of Hard... Well, it's not really the first instance.
Of Hard.
My first instance goes back to Grandma's house at Thanksgiving.
Playing
Super
Kong.
Mario. No, it's not. Just, yeah. Super Mario Bros. On the NES. I can never get past that stinking second level.
Do you put that to being young, or do you put that to being bad?
Both.
Or being hard, technically. Because as a kid, a lot of things are hard, but if you're good at them, like, if you surpass childlike expectations, then it's not really hard for you as a kid. But, like, if you're a kid and something's really hard, like, that's...
Well, here's the thing. If I go back and play NES, I might beat the first level. I won't beat the second level.
Really?
Well, I might get past the second
level. Dude, I love Mario. I'm
just terrible.
I remember playing...
Those games are not forgiving enough.
Just as yeah, well, no. When you die, you die.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're dead.
There's no memory cards.
One thing about that game that I will say, like, I got really good at playing Mario. I don't remember if it was on the NES or which one, but I went to daycare, and daycare had that on a stand-up arcade-style video game.
They also had a Genesis.
They had a little...
Where I learned that I hated Sonic.
It had, like, really big controllers. Like, they were as big as your MacBook. So, like, the buttons were big. We had to learn how to play on that. You give me a regular controller, I could probably tear the crap out of that thing. I'd get through every level. But, and also, I will say one thing, just as kind of a side note about that. I actually know a guy from college that has that. And I went over to see them one time, like, after I had already gotten out of college. And I went to go, you know, I was like, hey, man, I'm going to come down and see you guys for the weekend. He said, yeah, sure, you can stay at my place. I said, okay, cool. So I go over there, and I walk in, and they're all sitting upstairs in his bedroom, high, playing that game, and it was the funniest, like, because I don't smoke.
Right.
But, you know people, like, everybody knows at least maybe one guy, but, I mean, this was like a whole house full of botheads, and they were all just gathered up around this tiny little, like, it was like
a... He didn't say his name, did he?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't say his name. But it was like a 27-inch... 27-inch flat screen TV with a little Nintendo sitting next to it, and they had two controllers, one for Mario, one for Luigi, and they were all sitting there. If they didn't have a controller, then they had a bong, and they were just...
Oh my gosh.
They were like, Casey, you want to play? And I was like, no, dude, I'm good watching you guys. Like, it was hilarious.
What's your second hardest game? Second...
The second one I'm going to go with, and this one's... I don't know why. Like, I love this game, but I was never very... I mean, I feel like I was good at it, but I never progressed very far, unless my buddy Willie was with me, then I was pretty good at it. But Call of Duty Zombies on any of them, really, they're hard. They're not easy. It's not easy to play, especially if you got people that are stupid, you know? But that game was always kind of challenging to me, but it's one of those challenging, like, you'd like. Like, you'd love that challenge. It's like a...
Like Bloodborne.
Survival of the fittest, like... Well, but, I mean, my thing was, for me, as I like those type of games with people, like, with brothers, because, like, when I see them go down, it makes me get even more pumped. I'm like, oh my god, I'm the last one! Like, and then you have to hold out, you know? So it gets me all, like, pumped up.
It's a good one. It's a challenging one.
Yeah.
My second one. This is what... If I had not played this game, we probably wouldn't have been doing this podcast right now. Just so you know. So, this one's got a little backstory to it, too.
Lay it on me.
All right. So, in junior high, I'm on the wrestling team.
Yes.
Bus lines were long to get to the tournaments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, to pass the time, we would talk about games and whatnot. Our coach, he's young. He's like, I think he was like 25 at this point, 27.
Which one?
Coach McAdams.
No, I don't remember him.
Yeah, you never met him. But he hears us talking about games, and he comes back, and he's like, have you guys played Shadow of the Colossus? I was just like, I've never even heard of that game. And so he begins to tell us about this game, like these crazy giant beast that you have to fight. And for some reason, I pictured it as like an old school like NES side-scrolling thing. I guess because he was old, and I figured he was talking about older games. So, he's telling me about this game. I'm like, this doesn't even sound real. Like, is that even possible? Flash forward about a year. I'm at GameStop in Seagoville. Forney. Sorry. I'm at GameStop in Forney. And I'm just browsing the shelves. And what do I see? Shadow Colossus up there on the shelf. Okay? So this game that I've heard about for years, but I never believed was a real thing, sitting right in front of me. I'm just like, that's it. I'm getting that game. So we grab it. Alright? I buy it. Mom drives me home, the whole ride home. I'm reading through the booklet. Like, oh my gosh, you can stand on your horse and hide on the side of the horse. This is amazing. This is insane. This is going to blow my mind. So, we get there. Put the disc in. I start playing. I have no clue where to go.
Oh, man.
Because it's one of those games, like Bloodborne and like Eco, like, they don't tell you everything. You know? They're just like, oh, your sword shines light. And where the light meets, that's where you go. And so, like, I was like, okay, I don't get it. And I finally figured out that you hold your sword up, and it shows you the direction you're supposed to go. But anyways, so I do that. I go to the first boss. He stomps on me. Restart. Go to the boss. He stomps on me. I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? So, I go to GameSpot. This is the first time, like, I've ever, like, gone to, like, one of these sites. I just Google, like... Well, first I had to boot up the internet, and, like, the dial tone and everything. Yeah. And then I searched for Shadow of the Colossus, how to beat the first boss or whatever. And it takes me to this GameSpot walkthrough. It's like 18 pages long or something like that.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, this is cool. But I can't be on the internet all the time, or my mom can't make a phone call.
Yeah, the so struggle like, is real.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'll just print the whole thing. So I print for 18 pages. My mom's like, what are you printing? I'm like, it's for a game. It'll help me beat it. And she, you know, rolls her eyes, and I continue printing. I staple it. Okay. I put it in my backpack. I even take it to school with me so I can, like, read over it while I'm at school not doing anything important. So.
Wow. Doing anything
so,
important.
This was the first time a game was so difficult that I had to, like, go to a walkthrough. Or I was passionate enough to go through a walkthrough. What are you doing?
Taking pictures of your notes.
Okay. But it was a game that I was so into that I was like, I have to beat this. Like, I have to know what happens or anything.
Yep.
And it was the most difficult, arduous, like, crap. I think it took me 36 hours to beat it. 16 bosses, 36 hours. Now I can get to that game in probably about 8 hours.
Isn't there like a secret one too? Like way off in the distance somewhere?
I don't think so.
I always heard that there was like
I think that was a rumor, but it was
there was
never
like
true.
One Colossus that wasn't part of the storyline, but you could like go off and get it or whatever.
No, that was just like a rumor that was never really true that I know. Sure? I'm pretty sure.
We should look it up.
We probably should. But that's one of the more like happy hard games.
Yeah.
Like, once
feel,
I beat
it, makes you feel good to
I'm
be.
I'm just like, double fist in the air.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Next
one, go.
All right, what so I'm going to throw this one in the middle here because okay. It's not as big of a deal. But you got to back me up on this. Because I know this one's, you probably didn't think about it, but I know this is one of yours as well. You ready?
Probably.
You ready for this? I'm about to drop some knowledge.
Okay.
This game, on no console, released for the... App Store, Space Team.
Okay, yeah, that's a difficult one.
Yeah, remember where you gotta hit the buttons and whatnot?
Shout the commands.
It's basically, it's a multiplayer game. Only, you can't play it by yourself. So it's a multiplayer game, and you connect via Bluetooth. And basically what it is on your screen, you just have, it's just...
A list of commands.
It just does not look... Well, you say list, but it...
Control panel.
You make it say it sounds like it sounds when you say list sounds like somebody wrote it down.
Yeah.
But it's a control panel. It's like just metal with little lines dividing and like screw looking things dividing the individual blocks. And there are switches, knobs, buttons, like just things, and they have words on them. They say, like, you know, hyperdrive, yeah, like fire extinguisher, just stupid crap like that. But the thing is my control panel doesn't look like Joe's control panel. So mine might have five things like ejector seat, fire extinguisher, hyperdrive,
all that other space jargon,
window washer, yeah, you know, like stuff like that. Joe says flush the toilet, engage the fuel coupling, you know, like weird stuff like that. And there's about six on each thing. Now, right above that is a picture, very like 16-bit,
yeah,
crude picture of a rocket ship flying through space. And right below that, it says, right in between the control panel and the little rocket ship, it tells you what command to do, and it gives you a little countdown timer. If that countdown timer reaches red and hits the other side of your screen, then it like breaks something on your screen. And the thing about the command that it gives you is that command isn't always for you. Right. It'll say, it like, if Joe has flushed the toilet, it'll pop up on my screen and it'll say, flush the toilet. And I'm like, wait, I don't have that button. Oh, wait, Joe, flush the toilet. And then Joe will have to flush the toilet. But we're both running off of two separate countdown timers. So, like, we have to get these things done within two separate times. So, like, I may have 5 seconds to do mine, and Joe might have 30 seconds to do hit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's kind of like hard. So you have to, like, shout at each other. And it's okay for, like, the first two rounds.
Yeah.
But once you start getting farther in, it'll, like, change your controls into a different language. Change
the yeah.
Like, so like one time we got, like, Aztec symbols.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And we didn't know what to do, so we were just trying to, like, say, like, we were trying to describe what the picture looked like to each other to flip the switch, do all this stuff.
It goes bizarre very quickly.
It goes crazy. Like, it's so hard, and it's one of the good hards, because if you've ever seen anybody, like, it is almost impossible to keep your inside voice when playing this game.
If you've ever seen, like Star Trek or Star Wars, where they're shouting commands at their crew, that's basically how it goes yeah. down. Like, you don't even know what you're saying.
It's so crazy.
You just push the button.
And it's like, I think fights have been fought over this game. Like,
oh, yeah. It's just like, why did you say there was a wormhole?
it's so frustrating because you just can't see. But it's so much fun. If you get the chance, go watch some YouTube videos on it. And then if you have a couple buddies.
Node did a really good one.
Yeah, Node did a very good one. If you have some friends that have an iPad or an iPhone and stuff like that, like, I think the game's like $1 or something like that. Like,
I'm pretty sure it was free when we got it.
It might be.
Have been 99 cents.
I don't know. It's worth money, though, for real. Because yeah. that game's so much fun. Like, I still have it to this day, even though we don't play that much. But it's so much fun. Like, if you have to go somewhere, like, if you're on a bus ride or something like that, just slap that bad boy on, dude. It's entertaining. It's fun. Like, it'll keep your blood pumping. But yeah, hard game, though.
Space Team.
So tough.
Very difficult game. What was the other one? Let's see, I said Star Fox, Shadow of the Colossus, Super Mario.
I've still got two more if you want me to throw one in.
I got another one. Yeah. I got another one. This one was, I couldn't tell if it was broken or terrible controls, but it was Mission Impossible. Hold on, I have it over here.
There's your first mistake.
Hold on. Yeah, the game is Mission Impossible. Hold on. I gotta check the title. Because I gotta get this right. Operation Surma. I repeat. Mission Impossible. Operation Surma.
If you choose to accept it.
First of all, they didn't have Tom Cruise in the game. Big.
What?
Mistake. So.
How dare they?
It was just some other Ethan. Yeah. It was just some other Ethan Hunt. And I was like, whatever. So, I'm playing this game. I get through the first level with some minor hindrances.
True.
Get through it.
Truth.
Second level, you're like infiltrating this chemical base or something. And I can't even get through the first room. I still have that game. Never gotten past that level.
Is it? That's okay. Another redemption story. What's there it called? There
we go. Mission Impossible, Operation Surma.
MR, Mission Impossible. OPSURMA.
But it, like, yeah. Okay. It was one of those games where I was like, I feel like I'm doing this right. There's nothing I'm missing. So why is it so dead gum hard to get through this chemical plant?
How old were you when you played it?
I was about 13, I think.
Hmm.
No. Yeah, 12 or 13.
I feel like I missed a lot of things when I was a kid that I just... Like, because you get so... You get so, like... I want to almost say, like, narrow-minded. Like, you... when you're a kid, you're kind of set in your ways. Like it's like you... It, like, for me, this is just me. And I'm sure you can back me up on this. But I feel like when I was a kid, I would do the exact same thing until it worked.
Yeah, basically.
Like, until I got lucky and just made it through. You mm-hmm. know, like, that sort of thing. Even though I could have, like, somebody, like, 5 years older than me come up and beat it in 5 seconds because they just know the tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was just a lot of grind because when you're a kid, you're just kind of, like, set in your ways almost. You're kind of stubborn a little bit. Because
you think there's only one way to beat it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, everything seems very, like, you're in a hallway almost.
Yeah.
In that kind of...
I mean, a lot of games were, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, but...
But, yeah. That Mission Impossible game just always, like, hit a nerve for me. Just, like, I got so mad. I got so mad, but I would never get rid of it. Like, I just had to hold on to it and never play it.
Redemption Story.
Yeah. It's probably leading up to this moment.
It's true. It's true. Maybe this is your comeback.
Maybe.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Oh, sorry. Old rap songs.
But yeah, basically, like, all these PS2 games, I'm trying to think. Most of them are beaten. Most of them.
Most of them. Okay, so half of those are redemption stories then, right? So.
Yeah. I never beat Medal of Honor Frontline. I would play the DNA mission and be like, this is awesome. This is great. That's all I need.
Oh.
And then I'd be like, after that, I was like, this is like espionage stuff. I'm not into that.
Dude, I won't lie. There were a few times when I was playing my 360 that I would go back and play the original Modern Warfare just to play Gilly in the Mist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're going to remaster a game, that.
If they remastered Modern Warfare 2 to be playing.
No, just the first one. I love the first one. Oh, second one's okay, but the first one was good.
The first one was good. I'll give it that.
The first one was amazing.
But I'm saying, if they would remaster Modern Warfare 2, is my favorite Call of Duty online game to this day.
Yeah, online.
Hands down.
But Modern Warfare.
You mean for the storyline?
Yes. The first one. The storyline was impeccable.
It was good. It was on point. It was on point.
That intro mission, like on the boat, I was just like, I just remember being mind blown by the visuals.
Well, it was because everything before that was so, like, old school.
But
like World War II.
But I mean, even visually, like graphics.
Yeah.
But like this, Call of Duty 2 looked good. Like it was good graphics.
But what I'm saying is like there's one of the reasons why it looks so much better is because with the advancement of technology,
yeah.
Not necessarily for the games, but I mean like in the world,
mm-hmm.
The difference between looking at like a World War II game or just in general, the difference in looking at World War II pictures versus like modern day combat stuff.
Because you
like,
can relate to it.
There's so much. No, there's just so much more detail in
it. Oh, that's true.
Like, there's so much more crap on the body. Like,
yeah.
You look back then and they just had like a t shirt with some pockets on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
And a matte green helmet and a M1 Grand.
Right.
Like, that was it. And blue jeans and boots. Like, that's what they rolled with.
Modern Warfare was like the first game that I was like, this looks real.
Yeah.
Nothing can get better than this. Like, we always seem to hit that wall, you know?
Yeah, like... But, well, I feel like I don't hit that anymore. Like, now I just kind of look at games and
it'll be better later.
Well, I look at games now and I go, the graphics are good, but
yeah.
I never look at them
right.
And go, this looks realistic. Oh, except for one. What's that game, that scary game, where you walk down the hallway? That game looked
PT.
Realistic. Oh my God, that was great.
And that's why it was so terrifying.
That thing was beautiful. Oh, no. Dude, I made it through that hallway maybe three times. I got to the third one. There was a door there. And the door was creaked open. And,
yeah.
I walked up to it. And it just like...
That chick...
I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It's scary.
Like that... Yeah, PT's the most...
I deleted it. I was so scared of it, dude. It scared the crap out of me.
Oh, man. But I just remember like... here's the exact moment where I was like...
Dude, my heart's like racing right now.
In Modern Warfare... Here's the exact moment where I was like, this looks like real life. Right, you're at the training grounds, you know, before that first mission.
Oh yeah.
You walk up to that hangar, the door's open, you see the dust particles
it
in the sunlight.
It drags open slow too.
Yeah. But you just see those little dust particles in the sunlight, like, floating around as it opens. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then it creaks open and you see the characters. And I was just like, this is like a movie in front of me.
Where's my lotion and tissues?
I mean, it was just like incredible. I just remember being floored at how beautiful.
No, it was. It was an amazing first experience for
that. That'd be a remaster I'd buy because I would want to like re-experience
I really wish they would go ahead and just re-release like
a Call of Duty collection.
Well, like I wouldn't even say a collection, just like I wish that they would go back and they would release Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3, even though I wasn't a big fan of 3. I wish they would release 1, 2, and 3, and then Black Ops 1 and 2. And just put that in a bundle, in a big box, give it to me. That's what I would like. I'd love that. It'd be awesome, because I just love those games.
Yeah.
Like, that was the middle...
shooting is top-notch,
so... That was the middle ground between not enough excitement in the World War II era games, and holy crap, we're moving way too fast now. Yeah. That's my middle ground for those. But...
Man...
All right, so I'm gonna throw out two right here.
Okay.
We
got about 10 more minutes, so we're good.
Okay, I have three more, but I'm gonna throw these two out together, and basically for the same reasoning. Resident Evil 4, one of my favorite games by far for the PS2.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Great game, but it was pretty tough. There were times.
Yeah, I never got past the village.
Yeah. Oh my. Really? Redemption. No.
But listen. Me and my buddy did a pass and playthrough. So, like, I played up into the village, and then I couldn't
Holy
do
crap,
anything.
No, dude,
so
seriously.
I handed him the controller.
It's one of the best games. Seriously, they did a remastered version of it,
yeah,
too. It's amazing. But anyways, Resident Evil 4, and the reason why is because, not that the controls were hard, but just to shoot something, you had to stop.
Yeah.
And aim. And that made that
tank controls
so much harder. If I could have walked and shot at the same time, I would have beaten that game first try. No deaths. It would have been so easy. But the fact that you had to stop and shoot, holy crap. It made it tough.
Yeah.
And I remember even then when I was playing it, and because Connor was there with me. He was my gaming partner for a long time.
Jason Anderson was mine.
And so. I looked at him and I was like, Connor, I just don't get it. Why can't I move? I can move in Halo. Why can't I move in this? He was like, dude, that's just how it works. I was like, no. That's not fair. I should be able to walk. I'm going to call these guys. This is like little 13-year-old Casey.
Right.
Like, I want to write a letter. Okay?
Back when that was
mad.
A thing.
Yeah. So, and then the other one, and that's for this, both of these are from, because of the controls were just hard. The first Uncharted. That was.
The controls were finicky in the first one.
God, it was so. And the worst thing is that I played Uncharted 2 and then went back and played 1.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. I wanted to rip my eye sockets out. Like.
Sorry. Technical difficulty. Had to restart for a second. But we got it. It does that every time. Just so you know. That's why there's a cut. Anyways. We were talking about Uncharted 1.
Still low budget. So.
Still low budget.
Alright, so... But yeah, it was just hard. Because going from a higher control scheme in Uncharted 2, going back, you know, I felt like I really needed to work my way through it. Because the Uncharted series is amazing. If you haven't played it, you need to play it. And I would even say go ahead and try to play the first one. But do it first, because if you try to go back, it kills you, man.
Well, here's my theory about Uncharted 1, is that it was the first new IP that they started on since the Jack games. Jack was very much a stiff platformer, you know, certain levels. So they were still kind of stiff at that point.
Yeah.
Uncharted 2, they found their smoothness and their groove for real. So, like, it's understandable that it's kind of iffy and stiff, but... I'd say it's worth at least a playthrough.
Resident Evil 4 and the first Uncharted, both great games.
Yeah.
I would even say they're probably on my top favorites list, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say like top five, but like if I made a list of some of the favorite games I've ever played, they would definitely be on there.
Yeah.
But they are challenging, and that could be because of their age. But I honestly think. Resident Evil was just because of the shooting. It was hard to stop, turn your whole body around, shoot like one or two guys before they got to you, and then you have to like try to turn and run again.
Yeah.
So
that game was difficult. Because I remember like Like, you would run, stop, turn.
Turn around.
Aim the laser at their, try to aim the laser at their head while they're walking. Head,
yeah. That was another game that was really good about headshots.
Yes.
Like, if you did headshots, it did some serious damage.
Until those enemies where you'd shoot their head and those snake things would come out. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those things were
bad. So you had to, like, not shoot them in the head.
Those things scared the crap out of me.
Great game design. Like, when you teach a player to do something in the beginning, and then, like... Later, throughout the game, you give
him a new obstacle.
You flip the tables on him, like, yeah. Nope, you can't do that anymore.
Like, stop that.
That's such a brilliant thing when it comes to the Resident Evil
game. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a good... I will say another thing about Resident Evil that I don't say about a lot of games. They built a really good universe off of that.
Yeah. I mean, like,
they've got the movies, they got the games, yeah. and it all correlates with each other. It's not... really good universe, though. But it still has a little...
Very passionate fan base, too.
It has a little bit of mystery to it, as well. Like, even though you know a lot, you don't really know everything.
Exactly. They can't tell you everything.
Yeah, it's true.
Just like Lost. Quit asking questions about Lost.
Lost is amazing.
So good.
It's like drugs for your brain. It's just amazing.
So, that's our most difficult games we've ever played.
Do I have time for one more real quick?
We got 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
If you want to just say the title.
Crysis 2. Yeah. Online. I was like, why be invisible? Why have stronger armor? It doesn't matter, because I keep freaking dying!
Oh, that was loud. Oh, gosh. But yeah, Crysis 2 is hard.
I need to pull back from the mic when I do that.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's the most difficult games we've played. What are some of your most difficult games, audience, listeners?
Seth?
Email us, joe@couchcoop.net, and we'll read them on the show at the beginning of the week, if you send us an email.
Yeah, if we get any.
Yeah, if we get any. So... This has been a fun podcast.
Yeah.
We got the nostalgia going. We got the good feelings and the good
vibes. I love that all of our games are more or less from our childhood.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's...
That was the hard times.
Yeah.
Now we just kind of like, okay, I failed once. This is what I did wrong.
Let's fix it. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else. I think that's pretty much it.
I think that's it, man. We had a very successful podcast
today. Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
We hit all of our points, even more so.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Must have been the water heater or something.
It's creepy. I got a ghost in the house.
Yeah. So, thank you guys for listening to Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 25. No, episode number 26. Are you recording this? Okay. I'll start it over for you. Just for you.
No, I gotta start it over now.
Okay.
Don't screw it up. Alright, punch it.
This has been Couch Co-op Podcast number 26. Thank you guys for listening so much. If you want, you can follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/couchco_op. You can follow us on Twitter at couchco_op. We have a Facebook page. It's kind of active, kind of not. It's whatever. Facebook.com/couchcoopgaming. What else? Currently I'm streaming Bloodborne because it's the dopest dope game I've played so far. Really difficult. Chime in if you got hints and tips. Watch me play Bloodborne and die a lot.
Battlefield Hardline.
Going for. Yeah. Casey's been enjoying that too.
I have it for both systems in 2 days.
It's ridiculous. So we thank you again for listening. This has been a Couch Co-op Podcast, where every week we get together and talk about video games and nerd culture and some more video games. Thank you for listening. We are out.